this. I am writing this to relieve my mind. It is not malice alone which makes me praise Bizet at the expense of Wagner in this essay. Amid a good deal of jesting, I wish to make one point clear which does not admit of levity. To turn my back on Wagner was for me a piece of fate, to get to like anything else whatever afterwards was for me a triumph. Nobody, perhaps, had ever been more dangerously involved in Wagnerism, nobody had defended himself more obstinately against it, nobody had ever been so overjoyed at ridding himself of it. A long history, shall I give it a name? If I were a moralist, who knows what I might not call it? Perhaps a piece of self-mastery, but the philosopher does not like the moralist, neither does he like highfalutin words. What is the first and last thing that a philosopher demands of himself? To overcome his age in himself, to become timeless. With what then does the philosopher have the greatest fight? With all that in him which makes him the child of his time. Very well then. I am just as much a child of my age as Wagner, i.e., I am a decadent. The only difference is that I recognized the fact that I struggled against it. The philosopher in me struggled against it. My greatest preoccupation hitherto has been the problem of decadence, and I had reasons for this. Good and evil form only a playful subdivision of this problem. If one has trained one's eye to detect the symptoms of decline, one also understands morality, one understands what lies concealed beneath its holiest names and tables of values, example, impoverished life, the will to nonentity, great exhaustion. Morality denies life. In order to undertake such a mission, I was obliged to exercise self-discipline, I had to side against all that was morbid in myself, including Wagner, including Schopenhauer, including the whole of modern humanity, a profound estrangement, coldness and soberness towards all that belongs to my age, all that was contemporary, and as the highest wish, Zarathustra's eye, an eye which surveys the whole phenomenon, mankind, from an enormous distance, which looks down upon it, for such a goal, what? Sacrifice would not have been worthwhile? What self-mastery? What self-denial? The greatest event of my life took the form of a recovery. Wagner belongs only to my diseases. Not that I wish to appear ungrateful to this disease. If in this essay I support the proposition that Wagner is harmful, I nonetheless wish to point out unto whom, in spite of all, he is indispensable, to the philosopher. Anyone else may perhaps be able to get on without Wagner, but the philosopher is not free to pass him by. The philosopher must be the evil conscience of his age, but to this end he must be possessed of its best knowledge. And what better guide, or more thoroughly efficient revealer of the soul, could be found for the labyrinth of the modern spirit than Wagner? Through Wagner, modernity speaks her most intimate language, it conceals neither its good nor its evil, it has thrown off all shame. And, conversely, one has almost calculated the whole of the value of modernity once one is clear concerning what is good and evil in Wagner. I can perfectly well understand a musician of today who says, "I hate Wagner, but I can endure no other music." But I should also understand a philosopher who said, "Wagner is modernity in concentrated form. There is no help for it, we must first be Wagnerites." 1. Yesterday, would you believe it? I heard Bizet's masterpiece for the 20th time. Once more I attended with the same gentle reverence, once again I did not run away. This triumph over my impatience surprises me. How such a work completes one! Through it one almost becomes a masterpiece oneself, and, as a matter of fact, each time I heard Carmen it seemed to me that I was more of a philosopher, a better philosopher than at other times. I became so forbearing, so happy, so Indian, so settled. To sit for 5 hours, the first step to holiness, may I be allowed to say that Bizet's orchestration is the only one that I can endure now? That other orchestration which is all the rage at present, the Wagnerian, is brutal, artificial, and unsophisticated withal, hence its appeal to all the three senses of the modern soul at once. How terribly Wagnerian orchestration affects me! I call it the sirocco. A disagreeable sweat breaks out all over me. All my fine weather vanishes. Bizet's music seems to me perfect. It comes forward lightly, gracefully, stylishly. It is lovable, it does not sweat. All that is good is easy, everything divine runs with light feet, this is the first principle of my aesthetics. This music is wicked, refined,